When you talk to some of the most famous singers in America, they'll tell you that Odetta inspired the way they sang.
If I feel tomorrow like I feel today, I pack up all of my clothes, I'm gonna make my getaway with trouble.
Bob Dylan once said she was the first person that turned him on to folk singing. Odetta, who was known by just one name, died yesterday in New York of kidney failure and heart disease. As NPR's Danny Zwerdling reports, Odetta was more than a singer.
The moment you saw and heard Odetta, there was no way you could forget her. She stood on the stage back in her prime like a lioness, strong body, strong stance, short, short hair, big earrings jangling like swords. One moment, she'd grimace like something was hurting.
Where are your heart? If you don't come right here, come tell I upon you.
Then suddenly Odetta would smile, and you'd melt.
Every little finger you see shining, well, that ain't no gold, buddy, ain't no gold.
She was born Odetta Holmes in 1930 in Birmingham, Alabama. Those were dark days in the Great Depression. Odetta told NPR a few years ago how her family moved to Los Angeles. They hoped life would be better there. But the train ride was a reality check.
We were put on a train, and at one point, a conductor came back and said that all the colored people had to move out of this car and into another one. That was my first big wound. That was my big, big wound that this music I've been able to work through.
Wounds like that helped shape almost everything Odetta did in her music and in her life. She studied to be a classical singer in high school. People said she was a coloratura soprano. But then Odetta heard blues in Los Angeles and folk music in San Francisco, and soon she was performing. Pete Seeger was already a legend when he heard her for the first time. It was in a friend's living room in 1950.
We were going around the circle, and there were maybe 15 people there, and a tall, young black woman in the corner hadn't said a word. And finally came her turn, and she sang, "Take This Hammer." She was astonishingly strong and direct and wanted her songs to help this world get to be a better place.
By 1960, Odetta was a one-word household name. Stars who came along later, like Janis Joplin, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Tracy Chapman, they all said Odetta's early records helped shape the way they sing. And Joan Baez, how did Odetta affect your music?
What she taught us was, aside from all the technical things of how to sing and how to stand, a real dignity that not that many people carry with them. Nobody came after her and tried to sound like Odetta because it wasn't worth it. You know, they couldn't.
In the 1970s, people began listening to other kinds of music, but Odetta kept performing. The last couple years in a wheelchair. She sang one of her last concerts just this summer in Albany, New York. The local newspaper summed her up. The headline said, "A frail Odetta is strong, sure, confident." Earlier this year, she seemed to explain her philosophy in a song on Tavis Smiley's TV show.
Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. If you can't fly, run, you can't run. Walk, and if you can't walk, crawl.
Odetta died yesterday. She was 77 years old. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. My country, it is for me. I move to right the wrongs. Ain't much that can be changed. Sitting down singing my song. I sing the bind of the spirit and keep him up bright and strong. Any way you make it, baby, won't you keep on moving it on? Any old way you can make it, baby, you keep on moving it on. Now if you can't fly, run to
the folks tell. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.